The Greymore Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymore Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. Invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymore Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, chapter 23, The Feast of Tabernacles.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, From the 15th day of this same seventh month shall be kept the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days to the Lord, that your posterity may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in tabernacles when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God.
And Jesus called a little child to him, and bade the 12 to look upon it. And he taught them, and they interrupted him with questions which were on their minds.
Unless you turn and become like little children.
And there this fellow was, some stranger.
You will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
And he was healing and casting out evil spirits.
Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child, he is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
You may be sure I put him in his place and forbade him, as he was not one of us.
John, the master is speaking.
Whoever receives one such little child for my sake receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
Master, we saw a man who was not one of your followers casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him.
Do not forbid him.
But he was not one of us.
Do not forbid him, because there is no one who shall work a miracle in my name and forthwith be able to speak ill of me.
I doubt whether he was having any success.
For he who is not against you is for you. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you are Christ's, amen, I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.
John, you interrupt.
Well, I had to get this thing settled.
As Jesus was telling us about the children.
See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you, their angels in heaven always behold the face of my Father in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save that which is lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them stray, will he not leave the 99 in the mountains and go in search of the one that is strayed? If he happens to find it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that a single one of these little ones should perish.
My Master, suppose another sins against me.
If thy brother sin against thee, go and show him his fault between him and thee alone. If he listen to thee, thou hast won thy brother.
But if he does not listen?
Take with thee one or two more, so that on the word of two or three witnesses, every word may be confirmed. And if he refuse to hear them, appeal to the church. But if he refuses to hear even the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and the publican. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound also in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
I understand you to be speaking to all of us, rather than only to Peter.
I say to you further, that if two of you shall agree on earth about anything at all for which they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together for my sake, there am I in the midst of them.
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
What? He'd make a fool of you. A man ought to have a second chance. Yes, even a third. But after that, I'd cut him off.
I do not say to thee seven times.
There, Peter, now even the master...
But 70 times seven.
What, 70 times?
Master, 70 times seven? Why, that's almost an indefinite number of times one must forgive.
This is why the kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who desired to settle accounts with his servants. When he had begun the settlements, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, and as he had no means of paying, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But the servant fell down and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And moved with compassion, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt.
10,000 talents.
A most generous and compassionate deed.
But as that servant went out, he met one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hold of him and throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest."
Oh, lack of gratitude.
His fellow servant therefore fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all."
The very word the servant said to his master.
But he would not, but went away and cast him into prison until he would pay what was due.
What ingratitude!
Surely he was punished.
His fellow servants, therefore, seeing what had happened, were very much saddened, and they went and informed their master of all that had happened. Then his master called him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou didst entreat me. Shouldst not thou have had pity on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him.
Well, it served him right.
So also my heavenly Father will do to you, if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. Woe to the world because of scandals. For it must needs be that scandals come, but woe to the man through whom scandal does come. And if thy hand or thy foot is an occasion of sin to thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter life maimed or lame than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire.
And Jesus left that place. And some Pharisees approached him and put a question in order to test him.
"Master, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?"
What did Moses command you?
Moses permitted us to write a notice of dismissal and to put her away.
By reason of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you that commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore now they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
And turning from the Pharisees, Jesus entered the house, and his disciples followed him. And they questioned him further about divorce, for they too were aware of the law of Moses.
But Master, is it true what they say? If a man take a wife, and she find not favor in his eyes, he shall write a bill of divorce, and shall give it in her hand, and send her out of his house?
I say to you, whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if the wife puts away her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Now it was the seventh month, and the 15th day was approaching, at which time the Jews went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles. This was in accordance with the law of Moses, who had his people live in temporary tent shelters called tabernacles, when he led them across the desert coming out of Egypt. And a man from Nazareth came seeking Jesus.
Master, this man says he is one of your kinsmen, and he would speak with thee.
Greetings, Master. I have come at the request of all your kin with this message. Leave here and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou dost. For no one does a thing in secret if he wants to be publicly known. If thou dost these things, manifest thyself to the world.
Yes, that is true.
Since you did not go to Pask, and people were asking for you, it might be well for you to go up with them.
Aye, Peter's right. But you should go as the leader of the pilgrims from Galilee.
My time has not yet come, but your time is always at hand. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I bear witness concerning it, that its works are evil.
Master, your works are well known in Galilee, but all authority rests in Jerusalem. If you would but go there and preach your work and your wonders, you will become better known and recognized. We Galileans have told them of your works, but what Judean will take the word of a Galilean? Only if they see your works, and on a vast scale will they be convinced. Once convinced, the Judeans will rally to you. Unite with us to establish the power and greatness Moses promised.
We've talked about the feast among ourselves. Some of us would like to go.
Then why not join our group and go together?
As for you, go up to the feast. But I do not go up to this feast. For my time is not yet fulfilled.
He will not go?
You have had his answer.
I felt some of you agreed with me when I asked him to go. Don't you think the time has come for Jesus to extend his power?
From a political standpoint, you're right. But...
Yes?
The Master is not interested in politics.
I must go. But will you try to persuade him to change his mind? The pilgrims will pass this way 3 days hence.
Perhaps by then you may be able to do something with him.
Master, your kinsman has left. He wished us to urge you to change your mind about the feast.
I shall go to the feast.
What? Master, you just told...
I do not wish to go publicly with the caravan, but privately.
Peter, what's this I hear? Can it be true Jesus plans to go to the feast by way of Samaria?
Yes, John, it's true.
But those people are unfriendly. They're fanatics.
Yes,
they will
yes,
not.
John. I said as much to him myself. But we will go through Samaria. The messengers have already been sent ahead to tell the people we are coming and to arrange for overnight stopping places.
Oh, well, then, we go. When do we start?
At daybreak. Master, the messenger has just come from the village. They will not receive us.
What? Did he not tell them who it was who requested lodging?
Of course, John, of course. He spoke to the elder, who greeted him disdainfully. He pointed toward Mount Gerizim and said, "There rests the true temple, and those who pass through Samaria to worship at the temple in Jerusalem do mock us. They can expect no hospitality from us."
The ingrates, the dogs. They must be taught a lesson. Lord, wilt thou that we bid fire come down from heaven and consume them?
You do not know what manner of spirit you are.
But the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
Let us go to another village.
And outside this town, let us shake off the dust from our feet.
And it came to pass, as they went on their journey, that men came to the 12 and eagerly sought to become disciples of Jesus.
Master, these 3 men have sought us out. They wish to join you. This man is a scribe from Jerusalem who has come to believe in you. And he has earnestly besought us, saying, "I will follow Jesus wherever he goes."
The foxes have dens, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Well, this is a most worthy man, Master. But lest he offend his family, he requests that he return and bid them farewell. Then he will follow you.
No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Come, let us go.
He is a good man.
No, he stirs up trouble.
Is he coming to the feast?
He seduces the ignorant crowd.
No, he teaches them goodness.
Quiet. Here come the scribes.
You there. Wait a moment.
Yes, scribe. What would you have of me?
You're a Galilean?
I am. Would my dress not tell you so?
Now, don't get surly with me. Oh, yes, what is it, Levior? So? I understand you're from Nazareth and a kinsman of Jesus.
I know him, of course. But who in Galilee does not?
Is he coming to the feast?
I don't know, but I doubt it.
Why do you say that?
A delegation was sent to ask him to come, but he refused to accompany them.
Where is he now?
Around Capernaum, I suppose.
Don't you think he is showing disrespect by not coming to the feast? Why do you permit him to flout our customs?
I'm not responsible for the acts of a relative. I might say a very distant relative.
I'm not accusing you of anything, but I will offer some advice. Take your kinsman in hand, lest he involve his family as well as his friends.
I have no control over him.
Ah, but you are loyal to the temple and the rulers, are you not?
Yes. I come to the feasts, I pay my tax, I make my sacrifices. I follow the law.
Good. Now, if Jesus should appear, you will come to me at once with the information. That is an instruction from the high priest, and I shall hold you to it. Any one of you.
Come, Jesus is here.
Let us find him.
Peter. Peter, is it true? Did Jesus come with you?
Yes.
But why did he tell me that he...
He chose to come privately, not with the pilgrims.
Well, you'd better find him and get him out of the city. The scribes have been asking after him. The place is seething with rumors and whisperings. There could be a riot, for many of the people think him good. But many say he has a devil. I was wrong. He should not have come. Do you know where he is?
At the temple.
The temple? Is he mad? What is he doing there?
He is teaching the people.
They will seize him. Come, we must get to him before anything can happen.
Open up! Captain, summon the guards. Hurry! Assemble your men. Follow me to the court of Gentiles. Caiaphas, Jesus is here. He stands in the temple court and speaks to the people.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, From the 15th day of this same 7th month shall be kept the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days to the Lord. that your posterity may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in tabernacles when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God.